Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stand by. Here we go. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, little Steely Dan bringing us back. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget, we have a new poll question up every week. We have a new video up every week. We put about, 50 different podcasts every week is up on the website. Brand new. And articles, just as many articles, and new Brain Trust members, et cetera, a lot of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bert Folsom, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the original founding historian, the resident historian in the Brain Trust, and the co-author, along with Anita Folsom, of FDR Goes to War, his new book. Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, we were making the point that Franklin Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, used Hoover as his foil to really allow himself to try a lot of new things in the recession, in the Great Depression. Some of them failed, some of them were miserable failures, but while they were failing, and as they were failing, and whatever they were doing to cause damage, people were still loving them. People who are in that generation are still holding them in high regard. One of the reasons, I think, is because he was able to say, I'm not Hoover. Well, President Obama still says, I inherited this mess. I inherited a recession. I didn't cause the too big to fail. I wasn't in office in September of 08, et cetera, et cetera. All those things are true. My question to you, Bert, is, Will President Obama have the same success with Bush being his Hoover? He playing FDR to Bush's Hoover. What do you think?
Well, first of all, he is trying exactly that. He's well aware of what he's doing. He studied Franklin Roosevelt, and President Obama often makes references to his programs and as being the most innovative in the last 70 years, which is, of course, a reference to Roosevelt, the greatest since the New Deal. So he admires Roosevelt, and he's well aware of how Roosevelt was able to catapult his success by contrasting it with Hoover. And he's trying to do the same thing with Bush. I think it will be less successful. The Great Depression had 3 years to run in 4 years of Hoover's administration. And therefore, Roosevelt was able to come in after unemployment was 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And with President Bush, not only was the problems with the housing crisis did not have as much time to be part of Bush's administration, but Obama and his friends contributed to the crisis. I mean, Barney Frank at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with the oversight there.
There were plenty of people who went to
support for
plenty
the
of people who went to the democratically
Act.
Controlled Congress. In the early part of the last decade, and said, we're worried about this, and they brushed them aside.
If anything, the opposite is true. In other words, Bush was trying, and some of his people were trying to do some corrective measures with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the Community Reinvestment Act, a little bit at least, not as much as they should have.
Mm-hmm.
But Obama and his friends were even more on the side of the policies that failed than Bush was.
Well, there's plenty of blame to go around on both sides of the aisle.
Oh, yes.
The political class and collusion with Wall Street if the American people really knew all the details about the collusion and corruption between Washington and Wall Street, they would be in the streets with their axes and hoes and sickles and everything else. I mean, it'd be hell to pay, but that's another topic.
Sure.
So, will President Obama be as successful at using Bush as his foil, as Roosevelt was?
I think that most people think that President Obama owns the economy at this point, and therefore he will not be as successful. Although I have to say this, Bush had a stimulus package. It failed also.
Mm-hmm.
His was only about $150 billion.
Right.
And unemployment went up after Bush's stimulus package, and it went up again after Obama's stimulus package. Now, here's where we need to learn from history, because it also went up quite often under Roosevelt. It went down initially, unemployment, but then it went back up. These interventions cause instability, they cause higher taxes, and they often cause higher unemployment.
Yeah. Well, and these are different times, too. President Obama will surely attest that these are different times. The average American is much more knowledgeable, much more educated, much more aware, and probably more opinionated about how things are, and you know, Bert, this week we're polling our audience about what will be the issue or allegiance that people will use to vote as of right now for next November, and only 14% say my political party, 54% so far say it's the economy. And 30%, the second largest one, are saying it's the national debt and deficit spending. So the allegiance to a party is really small, but concern for the economy and the debt is 80% of the responses.
Well, and that's very, very important. Now, of course, FDR, we had some of that during FDR, of course, as well.
Right.
And that's why it was important for him to try to blame Hoover, because he could say,
but
this is really a Hoover problem, not a
Roosevelt
problem.
I don't think President Obama is going to have as much success pulling that off.
I think he's not.
As FDR was, because I just think these are different times. Tintail, right back with Bert Folsom. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side forevermore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.